The name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tomorrow is the beginning of the great fast, and today is a Sunday that's called the Sunday of the Preparation. And this great fast, as we all know, is the season for repentance that we all look forward to receive, and we ask God that He allows us to offer to Him a true repentance in this coming 55 days. And repentance, as we all know, is a process that we struggle in order to perfect it and to attain it year after year. It's something that we will keep doing and trying to offer it in the way that's pleasing to God. First of all, we have to define what is true repentance, because sometimes we do certain acts, but maybe they are not reflecting the mind of a person who is truly penitent. What are the signs of true repentance that we have to check ourselves against, and then we can judge ourselves if we are truly repenting or not? The gospel of this blessed Sunday, the Lord spoke to us about certain deeds: to be charitable, to give to others, to always to be in prayers, and how to pray and what to say, and also when we fast, what we should be doing. What can we learn from this passage that's related to the true repentance that we are to try to offer during this great Lent season? The first sign of true repentance is thinking of others and their well-being. Our mind will change from the mind that wants to acquire, that's me, and whatever it is in it for me, into the mind that's minded, that's thinking and concerned about others as well. When we truly repent, our interest will be shifted into the interest of others. What the people around me can benefit from, what can I do to help them? It will be the status of Adam before the fall. Before Adam sinned, we see that when he saw Eve for the first time, he felt unity with her, and he said that this is a flesh from my flesh and a bone from my bones. And he embraced her and felt the unity. He was in communion with God, that's why it was easy for him to feel that Eve is part of him. But we can see after the fall what happened to him, because he was separated from God, and now he is acquiring this fallen nature. Then he started to feel separated from Eve as well. Then he spoke of her that this woman that you gave to me is not anymore that is the flesh from my flesh or bone from my bones. It is, as he pointed to her, this woman. This sense of separation is what tells us that we are not yet as God wants us to be. And that's why we see also Cain is killing Abel. Why? Again, this fallen nature and this sense of separation. When we repent, we start feel for others. Charity maybe is one of the manifestations that tells that we are concerned about the well-being of the people around us, but this is not the only thing. Today, if you notice, the Pauline epistle speaks about forgiveness. Forgiveness is part of the unity, that I want to be with others in communion. The fathers give us a very nice metaphor to think about: the bread that we all partake from, that becomes the body of Christ. We all know that we are the body of Christ. If we have grains of wheat, each one is very individual, there is no way we can make one bread out of it. What is needed for these grains of wheat to become the body of Christ? First of all, this has to be crushed and grinded so they will become flour. This is the cross of repentance that we carry. Even while this flour is now ready, it needs water. Water is always likened to the Holy Spirit that nourishes and makes the land to be fruitful. So this flower is going to be now mixed with water, and then this will become the bread. In the same way, when we accept the cross of repentance, and then we will accept the Holy Spirit working in us because we are penitent people, and this is the medium where the Holy Spirit can work, then we can make the bread. We can make the body of Christ. It is when we think of others that we prove our true repentance. God spoke in the book of Ezekiel about us, or people, coming to the temple They are receiving instructions. They look like they are offering repentance. But he said about the people at that time, so they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. They look like they are here for a holy purpose, and they are speaking words of love, but truly inside their heart, everyone is seeking his own gain. This heart is not a heart of a penitent person yet. It is only when I repent truly, then I will cease fighting about my possessions, my comfort, my turn, my rights, my. All of these are manifestations of what? That I am so much engulfed into my selfishness. All what I'm thinking about is what I should have taken, what should have been granted to me because this is my right, and I was denied because of whatever reason. This mindset tells that I am not there yet. I am not repenting yet. I am all taken into whatever related to myself. St. Paul speaks of this kind, this status that the people might be at when he said, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? This is a manifestation, a sign that you are carnal, you are not spiritual yet. Divisions and striving and fighting, it doesn't tell anything except that we are not spiritual being still. And God made it very clear when he spoke to Isaiah about what would be an acceptable fast to him. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Again, this is what God is asking us to offer. The great Lent is the season where we go back and we get united with each other around us. So this is the first sign of true repentance, being concerned with others and their well-being. The second sign is that there should be some kind of established communication. Adam, before the fall, he was enjoying a relationship with God. He talks to him at all times. He was okay with it. He was happy that he is in a relationship. Every repentance actually starts with and is maintained with diligent prayers. Thinking that I can fast and change the food, I can give whatever to the poor, but I cannot pray, then I cannot say that I am repenting yet. Repentance starts from the prayer and also is maintained with prayers. The prayer, it is what the Ninevites figured out on their own to receive God's mercy. They said that we are going to fast. We are going to humble ourselves and then we will cry to God. Maybe he will listen to us. Finding difficulty in prayer is something that we should expect because this is an act for the Spirit. But when we repent, then we are ready now to go into this, to communicate with God and take from him the strength by which we can complete this life of repentance. Prayers with the secret behind the strength and power of a servant like Daniel, how through his prayers he was saved from the lion's den. And also we'll keep on saying, fasting and prayer, both of them are the wings of the bird. If we are to fly into this journey with God during the Lent, we cannot do this without the wing of prayer. So the first sign of true repentance is being concerned about others. The second one is established communication. The third one is that we lean towards the Spirit, as I was just saying. Leaning towards the Spirit meaning I would prefer whatever is for the Spirit. Fasting is not only abstinence from what is lawful, but it is also consecrating the heart to God alone. There is no point that we change the food and we do not change lifestyle. There is no point of saying I'm not going to watch the TV, for example, as a sign of abstinence from whatever lawful, but I'm not reading or I'm not praying. We abstain from something in order to do something. We abstain from anything related to the flesh in order for us to give us the opportunity to the Spirit to be lifted up. It is the obedience to the first command that we could not keep in the garden. Adam and Eve failed in the test of fasting. Don't eat, and they ate. So what we are going to choose for ourselves in this season? Are we still go the same route, and then we be biased to the flesh? Whatever the flesh desires, we will allow it in terms of wasting time before the media and entertainment and eating and drinking? Or are we going to lean towards the Spirit and do what is pleasing to God? Fasting and leaning towards the Spirit is the cross that we carry and follow the Master with in the wilderness of the world. We always say to this, Christ, we would follow you with all of our hearts. If Christ would be here today, definitely I would go with him wherever he goes. For the coming 40 days, Christ is in the wilderness and he is fasting. Are we willing to go with him, or we have something else that's maybe more important or more is occupying our minds more? This choice is when I lean towards the Spirit, when I truly repent, then I will go after him wherever he is. It is the accepted sacrifice that we are requested to offer. As St. Paul said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. Fasting is a sacrifice that I offer out of love from a penitent heart. So we spoke now about three signs that tells that I am repenting. Truly, I am offering to God what he's asking behind the season of the Great Lent. First of all, being concerned of others. Secondly, the prayers. Thirdly is the leaning towards the Spirit. Number four is the testimony of the secret life. The Lord said that when you are to pray, go to your room. When you are to fast, this is something between you and me. If you are to give, it's not for a show off. The secret life, it is my inner room that witness to my true repentance. What happens when I am at home? I am relaxed and I am myself. Is there any place where truly it's a witness for my struggle with God? This place is going to tell me if I am honest and sincere in my relationship with God, or I am just doing things in order for others to see me. We easily can deceive ourselves with regular attendance of church services, but it is the inner room that's a barometer of my spiritual status. If you have something that can measure our spiritual well-being, I would be say it is the inner room. This tells me if I am spiritually well, or I am just doing things in order for me to be with others. I come to the church every Sunday, but this is the only prayer I utter. Maybe when I am here, I pretend to be in a certain way, but in my own home, I am somebody different. It is the secret life, my brethren, that tells us before it tells anybody else about our sincerity. God said to the people in the book of Jeremiah, to get their attention to this, he said, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name? In which way? How this would be acceptable before God? Again, my brethren, it is the inner room. It is the secret life that nobody but you knows about it, that tells about our spiritual well-being. The last sign of true repentance that we're going to speak about today is the steadfast motives. Repentance is not only about what we do, but more about why we do it. We may do good things for different reasons, but God wants us to do this only for him. We hear him speaking about this. The Lord Christ said in Matthew 24, two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Both of them, they are doing the same act exactly. But why one of them will be accepted and the other one not? It is the motive. Why I am doing this? Maybe someone will fast in order that I want to take communion. The church wouldn't allow me to take communion if I'm not fasting. Maybe I will fast because I want to please my parents. But all of these are not the perfect motives. I want to fast because I want to offer something to God, because I want really to bring this body into subjection. The Lord Christ made it clear to the people many times. He confronted them to urge them to examine their motives. One time the Lord had many people following, and then he looked to them and said, Musa, surely I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. You are coming after me because I fed you, because you ate. And this is what's between us. You care when you have something to ask from me. You stand and pray when you have a test, you have a problem, you have a financial situation that you want God to interfere in. But what happens after this? Nothing. Everything goes back to no relationship whatsoever. It is the motive, again, that tells that my repentance is true and sincere. So today, before we start this great season of repentance, let us first know and define what true repentance would look like. True repentance signs are to be concerned about others, to think of them, how can I be in communion with everyone around me? It is when my prayers will be there diligently and I will keep it, it will going to maintain the repentance. It is when I lean towards the Spirit and I choose to fast because I want to allow my spirit to be lifted up. It is when there is a secret life that testifies to my true relationship with God, and again, it is in having a steadfast motive. May the Lord grant us a season of true repentance that would be accepted to Him and also would get us in communion with Him and the people around us. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.